This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, could the Commonwealth Games still be held here? Renewed search for missing mum and fresh research on a deadly brain disease. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. The Commonwealth Games Australia boss says while he can't say much, Australia is still in the mix to host the 2026 Commonwealth Games. Victoria's Auditor General has found the state government overstated the cost of going ahead with the event. Commonwealth Games Australia Chief Executive Craig Phillips says $194 million from the cancellation settlement with the Victorian government will go towards staging the event in a new location.
We want to see Games in 2026. Our athletes deserve it, the Commonwealth Games athletes deserve it, and the countries and communities that will host the Games eventually also deserve that opportunity.
Police in Victoria have wrapped up a search on a patch of bushland near Ballarat as they continue to look for a missing mother of three. Nine News reporter Gillian Lantouris has more.
Police on foot, on horseback and on motorbikes have all headed into the Buninyong bushland in search of missing Ballarat mum Samantha Murphy. Detectives say fresh intelligence from a number of sources has led them to the area, but the dense bushland and surrounding mine shafts pose a great challenge to the search effort. It comes 2 weeks after 22-year-old Patrick Stevenson, the son of a former AFL football player, was arrested in nearby Scottsburn and charged with one count of murder. Police are asking the public to steer clear of the search site. Gillian Lantouris, Nine News.
Beijing says Australia's decision to remove trade restrictions on Chinese-made wind turbines is a positive sign for the relationship between the two countries. Economic ties have been on the agenda during formal talks between top diplomats. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has pushed for the removal of import tariffs on Australian wine, beef and lobster. Speaking through a translator, her counterpart Wang Yi says good progress is being made.
The wine case has been properly addressed. By the end of this month, China will release the final decision. Recently, the Australian side also announced that the case concerning China's wind towers will also conclude soon.
The Prime Minister says he has full confidence in Kevin Rudd, accusing the opposition of politicising the ambassador's position. Dr. Rudd is Australia's top envoy in the United States, but has been criticised by presidential hopeful Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has warned Dr. Rudd would not be welcome in Washington if he wins the election later this year. The opposition seized on the remarks in Parliament, but Anthony Albanese says the coalition is playing cheap politics.
One of the things that I have never seen happen before in 28 years in this chamber is an attempt to politicise Australia's representative overseas in an important nation such Order. As that.
There's growing evidence to support the link between a degenerative brain disorder and contact sport. Nine News reporter Katie Fuller explains.
Scientists have found CTE in the brains of four former rugby league and union players after their deaths. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy can only be identified post-mortem by looking at a section of the brain tissue under a microscope. But researchers at the Sydney Brain Bank are hoping to get to the stage where CTE can be diagnosed when a person's alive. All players were receiving treatment for at least one condition, including dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and seizures. Study lead Dr. Claire Shepherd says it's still not clear what the relationship is between the neurological conditions.
That's why this research is so crucial.
Katie Fuller, Nine News.
A London hospital is investigating claims its staff tried to access the Princess of Wales's medical records. The Mirror reports at least one London clinic staff member was caught trying to breach privacy and access medical information about her abdominal surgery. Royal editor Russell Myers has told Today on Nine anyone involved is facing stiff penalties.
It is a private medical matter. Now, in the UK, accessing private medical records, whether you belong to the NHS or a private institution, is against the law.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 65 US cents.
Sport.
To of the world's top front rowers will be missing from tomorrow night's NRL Grand Final rematch between the Panthers and the Broncos. Penrith's James Fisher-Harris is out with a shoulder injury. The Broncos have ruled out Payne Haas with a knee problem. Former world number one Simona Halep has lost in the opening round of the Miami Open in her return to tennis from a doping ban. Former Australian Open champion Caroline Wozniacki says Halep should not have been given a wild card to compete, given her ban was reduced, not cleared.
I understand why tournament wants a big star, but it's my personal belief, and it's not a knock on anyone, that I don't think that people should be awarded wild cards afterwards. If you want to come back and it's been a mistake, I understand. You should work your way up from the bottom.
The Matildas have named a 23-player squad for next month's clash with Mexico and the US. Midfielder Chloe Legazzo is out with a hip injury. And WA opener Cameron Bancroft will miss the Sheffield Shield final after suffering a concussion falling off his bike. They'll take on Tasmania in the five-day final starting tomorrow at the Wacker. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to 9 News at 6 p.m.